And for Yoshio ben Yamshila ben Risa Rus. The bracha b'atzlacha b'chol ma'asei yadav. Gemara says in Maseches Gittin and Avches Amid Beis that if someone says kol nechasai knuyim lach, all my possessions are hereby acquired by you to his eved, what's the law? So Abaye says, since the slave acquires himself, he also acquires the possessions. So according to Abaye, all my possessions is not divisible, lo pagina dibura. And Rava wants to split it up. Rava says that we don't say mitoch shekanatz mokana nechasim. Rava says that himself he acquires, like Gerisha, because this Eved came and brought this get from Medina Sayyam, and he said b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. So just like an Isha is allowed to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta and be divorced, so too he's allowed to be freed with this b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. So on the kol nechasai knuyim lach, on the nechasim he's believed. On himself he's believed. But on the nechasim, no. He doesn't acquire the possessions. For in that respect, midahava motzi akim shtar sdalma. The situation is comparable to the confirmation of documents in general. So you need two independent witnesses. So according to Rava, the statement, all my possessions, is viewed as though it were two statements. One that concerns the slave, and one the other possessions. Therefore, even though the slave isn't believed in regard to the other possessions, he's believed in regard to himself. So that's Shitas Rava. Arguing with Abaye. Abaye wanted to say the slave acquires both. Since he acquires himself, he acquires the possessions. And Rava said, no, let's split it up. Abaye changes his mind then, and he says, no, since he doesn't acquire the possessions, he doesn't acquire himself. So again, he says, lo palginan. And then Rava answers and he says, it's nechasim, I get that he does not kone. Like regular kim shtaris, you need two independent witnesses. But let him be kone himself. Like Erisha. So Rava concludes and he says, Echad zeh ve'echad zeh, in both cases, whether it says Atzmcho nechasai, or whether it says Kol nechasai, Atzmo nechasai is a previous case in the Gemara, in both cases, Atzmai kana, nechasim loy kana. He acquires himself, and he doesn't acquire the possessions. So you can even split up a single statement, kol nechasai. So Rav Adar Bar Masna says to Rava, whose opinion are you following? Rabbi Shimon. L'chori, you're following Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, palgina dibura. The Snan, where do you see Rabbi Shimon says, palgina dibura? Hakosev kol nechasav la'avdo. If one writes over all of his possessions to his slave, in other words, he gives a slave a document which states all my possessions are given to so and so, my slave Yatza ben Chorin. This is Rabbi Meir speaking. He goes free. See, completely freed. He gave everything, including himself. But Shiar Karka Kolshehu, if he retains land of any size, in other words, he says, I'm giving you everything except for a field, then Lo Yatza ben Chorin. He doesn't go free. Since the master never stated explicitly he's freeing the slave, we assume that by retaining some property, he wants to retain the slave as well. Amrinan, Rashi says, L'didei nami shayir. He says that when he leaves over a little bit, he's leaving over the slave as well. Rabbi Shimon argues, and he says, no. Lo'elam ben chayrin, the slave becomes free in all cases, except where the master says, "Kol nechasei nesuin leploni avdi chutz me'achad ripo shebehem." All my possessions are given to so and so, my slave, except for one part in 10,000. The one part in 10,000, excluded by the adon, is interpreted as meaning the slave himself, and therefore he keeps the slave. But where the property, excluded by the master, is something other than the slave, then he does not keep the slave. By saying the slave always becomes a free man, except, Sir Reb Shimon's teaching, that even if the master didn't identify the field he intends to retain, in which case the slave doesn't acquire any land at all, because each field might be the one retained by the master, the slave goes free. So you see that according to Reb Shimon, Palgina Dibura, he wrote a single statement, all my possessions, but it only works vis-a-vis the slave and not the land. All my possessions are given to you, so he's freeing him and not the land. So when Rava holds Palgina Dibura, he's following Reb Shimon. Rashi says, Ad shi omer stam chutz midavar muat v'lo yifarish ma'om mishayir. So when he leaves over a little bit, then he's assuming that it means the Eved. That's the assumption that we make. That's the Echad Meribo Menachasim. 1/10,000. Even though he's worth more. From the fact that Rishim says he's always a Ben Chorin, Ashminan, we learn, Loshna Hecha Dekana Sha'ar Nechasim Ima. So it doesn't matter whether he acquired other nechasim together with him. In other words, when he explained what he's leaving over, a specific plot of land, so now he's kona himself and everything else but that plot of land that was specified. Or where he didn't, it doesn't matter. Even if he didn't acquire the other nechasim, because he didn't mention the karka that he was mishayir, the kasev lechutz mi base kor karka, the hashalot kona shum karka. When he says except for a base kor, he's not kona anything. The b'chol chad v'chad ikel ameimer, each one you can say haino hu deshiyar, that's the one he left over. Afilu hachi hu ben choyrin, he's still free. Duhu lav karka, he's not karka. V'lo shiyarein, he didn't leave him over. Alma pagina dibura. Duhu kol nechasai kamer lei v'loi kona elas atzmai. He said kol nechasai, and he's only kona himself. Ve'at namin, you also, Rava, when you say, atzmai kona, nechasim loy kona, himself he's kona, but his nechasim he's not kona. So you're holding like Reb Shimon. When you say, Rava, that in the case where he says, kol nechasai knuyim lecha, and he comes and he says, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, he brings this ashtar from abroad, from the Dinas Hayam, and he says, "Kol nechasai nesunim l'kenuyim l'cha." So you say that atzmo ikana nechasim loikana because palgina dibura. And that's Reb Shimon Dik. That's Reb Shimon says. Reb Shimon says here, palgina dibura la'oila. Doesn't matter what the case is. He wrote one statement. All of my nechasim. He didn't. Even in a case we read all of my nechasim, we still split up the statement and we say that all of my nechasim are knuyim l'cham, he's a ben chorin. So we split it up, because he said all of my nechasim, and we say they all meant everything but the slave. because then he was Mishayar Karka Kolshehu, and he can't have any of the karkos because we don't know which karka he meant. According to Rashi, if the master doesn't specify which field he's retaining, the slave doesn't get any land at all, because each field might have been the one retained by the master. So that's Rashi. Tosis takes exception to this, but we're going to stick with Rashi in the meantime. So you see that according to Reb Shimon, Palgin and Dibura, and Ravada Ranas is saying to Rava, you also hold Palgin and Dibura like Rav Shimon. But how can that be? Vam Rav Yosef Barman Yuni Amarav Nachman. Even though Reb Shimon, Reb Yossi praised Reb Shimon, Shekiles Reb Yossi is Reb Shimon, the halach is like Reb Meir. We don't say Pogin and Dibura. So, how can it be that you're paskining, how can you, Rav, a paskin like Reb Shimon, when we paskin like Reb Meir? That we don't say Pogin and Dibura. And you want to say that we do say Palgin and Dibura. So the Gemara says, Umir Rav Nachman Hachi. Did Rav Nachman really say this? Did Rav Nachman just said that Allah is Krib Meir, that we don't say Palgin and Dibura? Did Rav Nachman really say this? Rav Yosef Bar Minyoni said in the name of Rav Nachman, that if a shchiv meira wrote all of his nechasim, he wrote over all of his possessions to his slave, and then he recovered from the illness, so he can retract the possessions. He doesn't retract from the slave, he can retract from the possessions because shchiv madna shchiv meirahu, and that he can retract from when he gets better. But he's not chayzer be'eved, because the slave is known as a free man once he acquired his freedom. Even for a moment, you cannot reinstate him as a slave. So from this you see Palgin and Dibura. He wrote a single statement, all of my possessions. And it's effective only regarding the slave and not with regard to the other possessions. But Rav Nachman himself said that Allah is like Rav Meir, who holds lo Palgin and Dibura. So will the real Rav Nachman stand up? Do you paskin like Rav Meir? You don't paskin like Rav Meir. Earlier you paskin like Rav Meir, lo palgin and dibura. Here you're paskin in palgin and dibura. Answers the Gemara of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says there's no contradiction in the statement of Rav Nachman. Statements of Rav Nachman. Hasam hainu time of there. In the case discussed with Rav Meir, you know why Rav Meir ruled that the slave is retained? It's not because of palgin and dibura. It's because mishum de lav krus gita hu. Not because of lo palgin and dibura, it's because the krus gita, the severance of the bond between the slave and the master, is not sufficiently clear. The Torah calls a get a sefer krisus, so it must clearly declare a severance, a krus, a breaking off between the parties. Same thing with the get shichur. So in our case, the master has shown that he intends to retain some property for himself, because he was shiur karka kolshehu, and he didn't explicitly say that he's giving the slave his freedom. So maybe, because he just writes kol nechasai, he doesn't say v'atzmachai, he just says kol nechasai. So maybe he intends to keep the slave. So it's simply not clear enough. Rashi says, since you could say that he was b'shayirin, because he went into shiur, vulo huskar b'seicha matana, the lokasev le'atzimcha b'nechasei k'neim chalav krisis gamer, it's not complete krisis, because maybe he didn't intend him to be as part of the gift. Maybe he wanted to keep him. Where he wasn't b'shayir, like here, it's krisis. Like in this case that we just mentioned, he wasn't Mishayer. He said, Kol Nechasev, he read Kol Nechasev Lavdo. So there we talk and say Palkin and Dibura when he gets better. Because that was a very clear, he very clearly wanted to free the slave. And that was clear. And he gets his Nechasim back, because when a Shechiv Merah gets better, the assumption is he only wanted to give the gift if he doesn't get better. But here he got better, so he doesn't want to have to give the gift. And in the case of Rava, we also say, Pagin and Dibura. Said, Kol Nechasai Knuim Lach, Atzmo Kana. Mephalik the Dibur, himself he's Kone, and then Achasim he's not Kone. As we say, Palgin and Dibur, there it's a very clear cutoff. Just whereas Mishayer Karka Kolshu, it's not a Kruzgita. It's not a clear cutoff, so we can't do anything. But here we can be Mephalik the Dibur, we can split up the Dibur. Ad kan mi divrei asugya. In Tosfos b'Kiva Eger, the Mishnayos Peya, he was Mosif Biur. We are now going with the Shari Chaim, Hagon Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Zechet Tzadik Levrachim, Reino Rosh Hashiva, Simon Chav Zayin. Brings Rabbi Kiva Eger in Mishnayos Peya, Shehosif Biur Devadei Loi Daninan Loi Mar Shebemes Sheir Allah Eved, El De Beget De Boi Krisus Boi De Lo. It's not that we really think rationally that he left the Eved. No. Just in a get, we require krisus, and therefore there should be absolutely, you know, in the baseball player, right off the bat, you know, it's going 450 feet, no doubt about it, one of those. Same thing with the shtar shechur, lahavdil alfafi avdolos, in a get. There has to be a no doubt about it shtar. And no shame krisus here, because there's epis a little bit of a suffix. That's Rashi. The Rif is mefarish b'oifen acher. Zok the Rif, ani mitzatet et lashono. The cave on the shir le karka kol shu v'kosav hochi begito hovle le rabbi schusa begavei degito. Since he was mishayer a little bit of karka, and he writes like this in the get, that he's taking a little bit of karka with him, he has a schus in this get. Ukegon ze, einoi get krisus. And such a get is not considered a get krisus, because he still has a schus in this get, because he gets to keep the karka. Udibayin and the havigita de chayrusa kulei la'avda veleka. It has to be a complete get of cheres for the Eved. And it's not. Let's see the lashon of the Rambam. Rambam, Perek Zayin, Mehilchas Avodin. Says the Rambam, get shechor tzarech shiyeh inyano davar akoreis beinoy lebein adoinav. V'leishor ladan boi schus. A get shichur has to be something that cuts off between him and his master. And the adon has no more schus, no more rights. L'fika chakoysev la'abdu atzim chavuchol nechosay k'noyim l'cha. Chutz mi makom ploni. O chutz mi talis plonis. If he says that he writes to his abbot, you and all of my nechasim are acquired by you, except for makom ploni, except for a certain karka, or except for a certain metalthan, except for a certain garment talis plonis, it's not koyres v'aget batel. When we talk she'en a get, ain't eved meshuchar, since it's not a good get, the eved isn't freed. V'loy konem en anachasim klum. And he isn't kona anything. V'chein kol chayotze b'zeh, so to anything similar. The Kesef Mishnah brings the Gemara in Gittin, Ches Amid Beis, ha'koyseb kol nuchasev la'av de'yotze ben chayrin, Shear karka kolshu lo yatsa ben chorim. Shimon oimer lo lem ben chorim at shiyam akol nechasa in esulim lish ploini. Avdi chutz mechem ribo shebem. Vif sekechasa begemar ke tanakama. So Allah is like the tanakama that if somebody's koysev kol nechasa vlavdo is yatsa ben chorim, but if he's mishayar karka kolshu, he isn't yatsa ben chorim. And the halacha is like the tanakama, not like Rav Shimon, who says that if he's mishayar karka kolshu, he is a ben chorim. No. If he's Mishayar Karka Kolshu, he's not a Ben Chorin. V'amr of Ashi, the time of the Tanakam, Mishum Dalav Kurz Gitahu, Pirish Arif, the Kevin, the Shir, Le Karka Kolshu, V'kosav Hachi Begita, Havale Le Rabbe, Schusa Begavei de Gita. Kagon Ze, Eino Krisis, the Binin Lahavi Gita de Cherusa Kule Lahavda, V'leka, Kachim Divra Rabbeinu, V'atoisis, V'arosh, V'Divra Rabbeinu. At kan l'inyaneinu lashon hakesef mishnah. But the problem is that the master still has a schus in the get because he gets karka kolshu. He's retaining some of the karka. So since he's retaining some of the karka, he still has a schus in the get. It's not considered as a get krisis. A get krisis is when the get completely cuts the two off. But here they still have a share, but they both have a share in the get. So how can that be a get krisus if the master still has a share in the get? So we see where Machlokas Rishonim between Rashi and the Rif and the Rambam about what the chisaron of Kruz Gita is. According to Rashi, the chisaron is that it's not completely cutting the Eved off because maybe he was Mishayer the Eved. Not that it's a real chashash that he's Mishayar the Eved, but the Lashon isn't so clear. It's not such a clear language. Therefore, it's not considered a krisus. The Rif and the Rambam learn that when he's Mishayar Karko Kolshehu, he still has a schus in this get. He has a schus in the mominess of this get. And Mimela, it's not considered Kriz Gita. It's not considered a Kriz Gita because he was Mishayer for himself a Schus in the Shtar. So what we have to understand is, why does Rashi not accept this Rif? And what is their Machlokas between Rashi and the Rif? So, in the Sefer Shi'urei HaRav, he writes, "V'nira lefarish alpi mashekasafti shishtar zeh shtar echad hu v'avi shtar momen shadas makne shelo d'avi das makne shde momenes mahanyesh l'shichur v'lachain sover arif shashir b'kinyin momen shel ashtar shepogea b'das makne shel ashtar pogea b'das makne shel ashichur kevon shakol shtar echad hu Das Makne Achas. The Rif holds that this is all one shtar. It's a star of mammon, and because there's a das machin of mammonis, it also allows for the shichur of the eved. And the Rif holds that the shir and kinyan hamamon of the shtar, which is pogan the das makne of the shtar, because he doesn't intend to be makne him all of the mammon. So there's a shir, there's a pegia, there's a leftover part of the, where there's no das makne in the mammon part, so that's also pogan the shichur part. So that's what he says, and he's marich. But we're going to see, hopefully in the next shir, we are going to go into see where Reb Chaim says, I hope, and we'll see in the flows mitaras Hashem about this machlokas between Rashi and the Rif. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.